Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning, talk a little bit about his documentary series that is going to be shown this weekend in Durango. Tom Shalaki, the independent documentary producer, is joining me via Zoom this morning. Tom, good morning. Great to see you.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for inviting me once again. It's a beautiful day.
You bet. Great to have you here. You will be in Durango for this event that is happening on Sunday, correct?
Yes, Sunday, September 26th.
Very good. And this is going to be an opportunity for folks to see all five of your completed episodes so far of the documentary film that you and I have talked about on this program numerous times called Acid Mine Nation. And it really kind of hopes to chronicle the events of the Gold King mine spill into the Animas River back, gosh, it's been now a number of years, right?
Right, right. The event happened August 5th, 2015. I actually started Acid Mine Nation before the mine spill, and it was going to be the little story of whether Silverton and San Juan County goes to Superfund or not for mine cleanup. Then the mine spill happened. And so if your viewers saw episode one, yes, I ran into a little health problem while I was up at 9,000 feet in Silverton.
Right.
Sleep apnea, you know, oxygen doesn't get to my brain. So it took 4 years to edit episode one.
Gotcha.
And, yeah.
But then so after that, you've been really working on getting the other four episodes ready. And we'll talk also this morning just a brief bit about episode six that you're working on too. But one through five are good to go, and they'll be shown this Sunday, right?
Sure. Episode one is my take on the history up to the mine spill. And so I cover 10 important events that happened before the mine spill that I think people should know. And episode two was how Silverton and Durango reacted to the mine spill. Episode three is how New Mexico reacted to the mine spill. And there's a little bit of Navajo Nation and Utah reaction in there too.
Right.
Episode four focuses on the Navajo Nation. And I really hope, you know, some from Navajo Nation come up to Durango. I posted or I purchased ads in Navajo Times, and I hope they come up to see it. Episode five, I ask if Superfund is the right answer. And now episode six,
right?
I'm gonna answer that.
Okay, got you. But it's kind of grown into quite the project, and I'm not sure if you thought it would be this many episodes when you started this, because as you said, you started this really before the spill, right? It was going to be a whole different film, wasn't it?
Yeah, it has grown. In episode one, I wanted to get the background. And as I moved forward, I said, well, to get the background and the event, the mine spill event, and the reaction of the community, it was just going to be too much. I had never done video over 20 minutes before. And so just for me to cover what I thought was important for the background, episode one was 56 minutes. Now, I trimmed that back for this event to 46 minutes.
Right.
But I just couldn't, as I moved into it, I couldn't. I had more to say. I had more to say.
Very true. Well, and we could probably understand why, because it's grown into such a big topic, big issue, big environmental concern for folks who live throughout the region, of course, because this is just one mine of many And a lot of folks are wondering if the same thing could happen again, if not worse. And so your films have a lot of kind of documentary footage, obviously, in them from the actual public meetings and the people that were involved, the people that were affected. I think that makes it really good viewing for folks to try to understand what was going on during that time. You spent a lot of time traipsing around the Four Corners, going to a lot of meetings and recording a lot of what folks were saying during the months right after the spill.
For the months and the years after the spill, I have said publicly before that I feel I am one of 12 or 20 people that have been to the public meetings from Silverton to Durango to Farmington and to Shiprock. I have been in Shiprock Chapter House many times. I have been to the conferences at San Juan College many times. The issues and the questions from the state line below Colorado are very different from the issues that are raised in Silverton and Durango even. So it has been a very interesting, almost sociology experiment to see how the different communities reacted, what their questions and concerns were, and what their issues were. So yes, it's been very enlightening.
I bet. Indeed, and you've been documenting it all with your camera and putting them into these films that people will be able to see. Again, this is a free event, and we should kind of talk a little bit about the nitty-gritty, if you don't mind, the details.
Sure.
In Durango, as we mentioned, coming up on Sunday, and folks will be able to go in and see all of them. It's kind of a come-and-go event. You've kind of designed it so if folks want to just pop in and see one or two of these films, they can do that as well. But it's on Sunday the 26th up at the Animas City Theater, which is on College Drive in Durango, free event. Doors open at 12:30. The first episode one starts at 1 p.m. That makes sense.
Yes, episode one at 1 o'clock. All episode right. Two at 2 o'clock, three at 3 o'clock, four o'clock, and five at 5 o'clock. You know,
genius.
I mean, yeah, I've tried to make it easy. I have shown episode one in Ridgeway, Silverton, Durango, Farmington, Shiprock, and Montezuma Creek.
Right.
Utah. Resources were tighter this year, so I could only do one community showing. I picked Durango because it's pretty centrally located. I've worked with that theater before, and they were gracious enough to want to do this again.
Nice. Very good. And there's going to be time for Q&A a little bit since these all the films are about less than an hour, so you've got a little bit of extra time at the end of each one to do a little bit of Q&A from the audience if there are any questions.
Q&A, and for people to get up, stretch their legs, use the restroom, grab a beverage or a snack at the snack bar.
Right.
I do want to mention that the theater had communicated with me that proof of vaccination for COVID-19 is required, so bring your vaccination card. Or if you have been tested in the 48 hours previous to that show, bring the negative test card with you. It is a theater policy, and I believe theaters across Colorado are engaging in that policy.
Gotcha. Right, and so that's just what they need to do to attend, but it's a free event. All you need to do is, again, show your vaccination proof of vaccination or a negative test within 48 hours prior to Sunday.
Right. I will have some printed handouts. Mm-hmm. If someone gets to the door and they don't have what is asked, they can take the handout, and it gives the website on Vimeo where they can find these on computer. If they have a Roku box, they can find it on Roku. If they have Vimeo channel on Roku.
Okay.
If people have a smart TV and can get to Vimeo on their smart TV, they can search for Acid Mind Nation and find it there.
Gotcha. So they're if they're not able to stay all afternoon and watch all five episodes but want to see the other ones, they can do that
sure.
online. And you've made those available for free as well.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this never was a project to make any money on it. It is more about educating people on what the issue was, and sharing with people my perspective on the reaction from the different community regions. Episode five is, episode five and episode six are heavily weighted with my opinion. And I'm not shy about calling these opinionmentaries, not a straight documentary, but opinionmentary.
And episode five, just to remind everyone, is about if the Superfund is the right answer, which is the big EPA program designed to clean up some of these major, major problem sites all across the country. And then episode six, you were telling us, it will be your answer to that question.
Right. And without giving too much away, the EPA process, or the Superfund process that is being used in this situation in a collapsed volcano, it's just very bureaucratic. And I have picked a couple of different projects that don't seem to lead to improvement in water quality downstream. And after 5 years and $75 million spent, there really is not much improvement in water quality relative to mine drainage south of Durango. So I'm questioning, is there a better approach? Is there a better way? Could EPA be more collaborative and use the institutional knowledge from the stakeholders groups that have been studying and characterizing the basin for 30 years? Let's not reinvent the wheel.
Right. Interesting. Well, as someone who lives and drinks water below Durango, I'm going to pay attention to these episodes, Tom. So thanks for letting us know. But it's a concern I know of many folks, and they'll be able to kind of hear and see your films that you've been working on, as we mentioned, since the spill in 2015. It is happening again Sunday, September 26th. Beginning, doors open at 12:30, 1 p.m. Episode 1 begins, The History of the Mine, and then Southwest Colorado Reaction, New Mexico Reaction, The Navajo Effect, and the question about the Superfund, all in one place to see them, Animas City Theater, Sunday afternoon. Tom, thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you for inviting me back, and Four Corners Community, I hope to see you there, and maybe in 2022, we can do this again at the Tota Theater in Farmington and the Phil L. Thomas Auditorium in Shiprock. Let's see how this one goes, but I'd like to do more community screenings in the future.
Sounds great. And episode six, when do you think you'll have that all ready to go? Is it almost done, or you still got some work to do on episode six?
Still have some work to do. Actually, I'll be in Silverton on Friday catching the last footage, the last clips that I would need for episode six. I would hope to have everything done by Thanksgiving.
Okay. So by 2022, it'll be good to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Well, Tom, safe travels when you come out for this event on Sunday, and we'll see you in Durango.
Thank you, Scott, and have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks so much. That is producer Tom Shalaki of the Gold King Mine documentaries that he has been working on, of course, and will be aired on Sunday, September 26th at the Animas City Theater in Durango. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.